So the tactic I'm referring to that I'm hoping we no longer have to be concerned about, but I mean, we're always going to have to be concerned until we're free. But if they can angle drones off in the distance and suck up my little contribution to the work, and the tech people, the power guys, are likewise busily trying to divide us from, that's another message you pick up clearly when you read, it's not even so much between the lines, trying to divide us from, have to know, have to know about this. I mean, you know they know about this. They're the ones who probably designed it. I mean, although I recall the man given credit for it during the selection of Bush, subsequently died in an airplane crash. I forget the guy's name. Anyway, but the tech people have to know about this man in the middle technique. And this is just one, and of course, in their arsenal, one tactic in their arsenal of election stealing tricks. So the tech people have to know that this was a factor in this miraculous so-called win for Trump. For instance, I unearthed a story from a couple months back about a so far ill-fated collaboration between Mark Zuckerberg and SpaceX, which is part of the Tesla Motor Company and has the space station cargo delivery contract. Made me want to throw up on so many, based on so many different things. And which, once we learn more about the Pentagon's space battleship, recall Margaret Cheney talking about this, may prove more than just ironic. Continuing with this quote, their $200 million communications satellite would have extended Facebook's reach across Africa, unquote. Mark Zuckerberg hoped it would provide, quote, provide wireless connectivity to nations around the world that do not otherwise have easy internet access, including connectivity to large parts of sub-Saharan Africa. It exploded, this satellite, as it was about to launch. Quote again, along with satellite coverage, Facebook is teaming with local internet providers in Kenya to offer access and is also building its own drones, the first of which is named Akila, to beam internet connectivity down to cities. And this is from Kenneth Chang's, Mike Isaacs, and Matt Richtel's article, Space X Explosion Puts Big Goals of Facebook and Musk into Question, from the New York Times of September 2nd, 2016. And believe me, I mean, you don't need me to tell you this, that beam, as opposed to the one that killed Prince, goes both ways.